الله الرحمن الرحيم لما سبن فارق وبدك الحمد لله اللهم اكسر ونبدا ايه وسط الله سبحانه وتعالى ميشنز ان الله تعالى has made drinking and gambling haram. You must know that before Islam came into existence, the condition of the people in the Arab world was very bad. They did not know what is the truth between justice. They had everything in them in a way that they did not lead a life of human beings. And these two things were very, very strong in their life. One is gambling and one is drinking. This thing was so strong there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will know this, but Islam came to bring about peace. Peace can only come in peace of mind, unity, love. So when this drinking was in that time, it was a very bad thing. It brought about bad people together, the community being completely bad. There was no love. And side by side, this month, that it was causing friends to become enemies. All those things began to happen. Allah Ta'ala sent this ayat down. And then the condition of the people was they turned away, that the barrel was full of wine and everything. They just broke it. All of Medina was full. So they made sure that thereafter they did not go to drinking at all. And yet you will find today Muslims are drinking. It is very, very sad that Muslims are drinking, and that the Sahaba Ikram is so drowned in drinking. But the moment the Nawab Allah Ta'ala came down, immediately after they made sure they kept away from it. So Allah Ta'ala wants us that we must keep away from this thing, the drinking and gambling. And gambling is very rife today in our country, in our society. Muslims are gambling, you'll be shocked. When you hear about it, it is sad that, you know, it's no more our money, it's halal anymore. It's more haram. You find the Muslims are so much drowned in gambling too. Drinking also and gambling also. And you'll be surprised. And yet the Sahaba Ikram is so much, they were so much habitual to it. But the moment the ayah came down, they threw the barrel and broke everything and they made sure they didn't go near it at all. That's one thing. And Allah Ta'ala said, the reason for it is but that the shaitan excites you and keeps you away from salah and keeps you away from the good and bring about animosity and enmity with people. And you find that two good friends are together. But when they begin to drink, what happens thereafter? When they come sober, they come to realize what happened to them. And then once one begins to realize, one bigger enemy, that this fellow hit me and that fellow hit me. And in that, they begin to lose their control, they begin to friendship at all. So that's why Allah Ta'ala made it haram that we must keep with. Allah Ta'ala protect every one of us. And realize this month that when the people, you know, when they invite non-Muslims to come to the party, they also give them wine to drink, and they also participate in that thing, where we born to. Sahabas were kept away from it, and we Muslims are drinking that thing there. It's gone very, very bad. And you know, sometimes you're bribing people, you're bribing them with wine, you're giving them all those kind of things, just to get your work done. Where you saw that it is haram for you, it is haram for that person also. So we will not keep away from those things. Second ayat that came down with this one, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَسُبُّ بَعَدْهُمْ لِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Do not insult the other religions. Allah Ta'ala say, do not insult. What's the reason for do not insult? The moment you insult them, they will insult Allah Ta'ala. They will insult Allah Ta'ala. So because you allow them to insult the religion, which you're not supposed to. If they worship whatever they worship, let them worship whatever they want. Let us not insult them that you know you like this and like that. By you insulting them, then they will insult Allah Ta'ala. And who wants to be Allah Ta'ala will be insulted. So that's why very important that one should not insult another person who worship whatever he's worshipping, that's his business. But we must not insult them. That's why the Sahaba Ikram, who is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, says, the person must not swear one's mother, parents. Sahaba were surprised, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will anyone swear their own mothers and fathers? He said, yes, when you swear someone's mother, then that person also swear your mother and father. So do not swear use anyone's mother, so that person, Allah, that person swear your mother and father too. And many things, many times happening today here. They say, your mother is like that, and they say, your mother is like that too, your father is like that. So do not know, it's a very big sin. So this is why they say that whatever we do, we must be careful how we say it in our tongue. So these are a few ayahs that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, so Allah Ta'ala must keep tawbah that we must not become the victim of these ayahs and keep away from all the sins and the barakat of Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala will give us. Wa akhul da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allahu akbar. Allahumma inna la'adhibika wa shukra. Allahumma ahsina aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajirna min al-ifk kulliha wa adhabil qabr wa adhab. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bis-sihhi wal-ifrah. الأمان حسن الخلق والرضا بالخلق قادر السماوات أنت ولي الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وأتقي بالصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد.